Eco Talk. And after that last segment, you may need a glass of wine or maybe even something stronger. Well, pour yourself a cold one, either beer, because that's the name of our next guest, or wine. That's the topic of our next segment. We're going to talk about a winery called Frog's Leap, and their motto is "Time's fun when you're having flies." And it's with this irreverent kind of joy that Frog's Leap makes delicious wines and runs one of the most ecologically sustainable wineries in the business, something I did not know after I recently discovered how delicious Frog's Leap Chardonnay tastes. I was lucky enough to taste it at a slow food dinner down in Los Angeles a few months ago, and my husband, who loves wine, usually turns me on to all the good stuff, and I was so excited to share this one with him, and I've been buying it every time I see it since then. Pleased to be joined by Jonah Beer. Talk about having fun. We could have fun with that. No, I'm sure you do. He's the general manager of Frog's Leap, even despite his last name being spelled just like the stuff you drink. And we're going to hear about some tales of wine merriment and, more seriously, a deep commitment to the Earth cycles in the face of rapidly escalating climate change. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Betsy. Thank you for having us today.
I'm amazed that somehow I leapt over Frog's Leap Eco-Sensibility, because I had no idea you were so comprehensive in your approach. Was this the vision of one person, and when did it begin to happen, and where has it taken you?
Well, it's been a crazy ride, to say the least. John Williams is the founder, owner, winemaker here at Frog's Leap, and he founded Frog's Leap 25 years ago. And I would love to tell you that it was with a great sense of enlightenment that he originally started Frog's Leap down this path, but it really took about 10 years of, screwing up a couple of vineyards and trying to get things going before he realized that there had to be a better way.
Now, he shouldn't feel too guilty. We just interviewed Walmart. They have a little bit more ecological impact even than Frog's Leap, and they're getting it. So, hey, maybe it is infectious.
And that's definitely the path that we've taken. And it's interesting that what you said to start things off was that you originally started to love Frog's Leap, and then for just being great wine, and then started to find out about what we do. And I think that's the approach that we like to take as a company. We farm the way we do, which is 100% organically grown and without the use of irrigation in almost all of those vineyards. And we do this because it's the best way to grow great wine grapes.
Now, you are in the Napa Valley.
We are in the Napa Valley,
where Bonterra and Fetzer really pioneered, you know, greening viticulture, I guess. So are there more and more wineries following in their lead? And where does Frog's Leap sort of stand in the lineup? And I'm just curious, really, more than any kind of judgment, because obviously you're doing a whole lot.
Right. It was about 15 years ago that John was talking to Paul Dolan about what they were doing up at Fetzer. And John was interested in organic grape growing and said, "Hey, can you come down and teach us about it?" And Paul said, "Well, I don't know what I'm doing, but we've got this guy named Amigo Bob who teaches us how to farm organically." And it really was that introduction with this now world-renowned grape consultant named Amigo Bob. And he's straight out of Central Casting. He's got the long hair and the handlebar mustache, and he wears leather shorts and tie-dyed shirts, but
somebody should make a movie.
Absolutely.
That seems to be the genre lately. Who killed the electric car? An Inconvenient Truth. Why not do something fun on wine?
Absolutely. And it was about 15 years ago, and directly from Fetzer and what they were doing, that we started to learn about this. And really, John helped to kind of pioneer it here in the Napa Valley. And now the list is of people who are growing their grapes organically is long and distinguished, and it's starting to become the accepted truth about how to grow great wine grapes, as opposed to the misconceived, you know, what can't you do approach to grape growing.
Well, it makes so much sense, especially because you're all about the land, and it's, you know, in Northern California, much of the grape grown in this country, and grapes grown for wine anyway. And, you know, it's really interesting that the alternative, you know, has been seen as the organic, the greener way. Really, what you're saying, I think, is that this should become the norm, the mainstream, and the alternative should be what's toxic.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's the direction we try to take things in.
Okay, so what's biodynamic farming?
Well, you know, this is where we take it to another level. We often like to use the analogy of one's own health as a way to help explain biodynamics. And it's kind of taking organic farming and then adding maybe another kind of big thinking, broader kind of systems thinking approach to farming. So it's kind of like, okay, yeah, you're working out and you're eating right and you've got a good job, but you don't have a spiritual life. Well, then maybe there's something that's missing. And biodynamic takes the farmer and the farm and puts it into a context of a greater ecological system, and that we can't think of things as individual parts. We have to think of how the farm relates to the animals that inhabit it, the people who work here, the lives that they have. Are they taken care of? Do they have health care? Do they have 401ks? Or are we doing things to try to invigorate the entire farm system? And biodynamics is a way of looking at your farm in that type of bigger picture, you might say.
Talking about alignment, and even Walmart is trying to straighten itself out.
Absolutely.
There was a recent story about climate change that could render California's wine-growing regions unsuitable for the finest grapes, and that by 2100, according to this story, the U.S. could lose 81% of our premium grape-growing land. That's even more disturbing than, well, a lot of things we've heard. It's all disturbing, but we're going to lose our wine. What's at stake for Frog's Leap and other vineyards with regard to climate change?
Everything is at stake. Everything. You know, the greatest wines in the world come from a thimble full of places that are the tucked-in little corners of the world where climate and soil, topography, people, tradition all come together to create these magical little places for creating some of the best wines in the world. And you cannot take away climate and think that you're going to be able to continue that. It's just not going to happen. So when we look at that, and we read that San Francisco Chronicle story, and we've even had some of the folks from Stanford who helped on that come to the winery and talk to us, we realize that everything is at stake.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. Evidenced by the last story about what's happening in the rainforest. It's turning into a desert in Amazon. So if that can happen, boy, could we lose our wine. Okay, let's end on a lighter note. Give us a tip for a great summer organic wine.
Well, you know, it is summertime. And as we all know, recently we've had some heat here in Northern California and all throughout California.
And the country and Europe as well, where I'm headed tomorrow, going on a bike trip in Bordeaux. In a heat wave, and it's probably globally warming fueled. So silly me for thinking that would be a good idea in August.
Absolutely. Well,
I forgot my own
beat. Here's the key word for you for the rest of your trip is rosé. Think rosé.
Well, since I'm Betsy Rosenberg, that'll be easy to remember.
Yes, absolutely. Popular in the south of France, and we make one here at Frog's Leap, as does one of our neighbors, the properly farming Robert Sinsky Vineyards. Rosé is the perfect summertime wine. It's low in alcohol. It's got great aromas and flavors of strawberry, watermelon. It's easy to drink, and
it's chilled. Served
it's refreshing.
Chilled. So, make sure that your refrigerator is an Energy Star label refrigerator before you stock up on your rosé.
You got it.
See, it's all connected.
You bet.
Jonah Beer, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Frog's Leap Winery, they've got a great product, and I'm even more excited about it now that I know they're truly green from head to toe, and they're in the Napa Valley in pretty green, getting greener all the time, Northern California. That's our show for this week. Go out and have a great green one. Check out our website for more information at www.ecotalk.net.